This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravali Hills. A bench of Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, Justice J.K. Maheshwari and Justice A.J. Massey in a Sumoto case initiated over concerns surrounding revised definition of Aravali Hills, expressed concern that the expert committee report and the Apex Court's observations were being misconstrued. The top court, keeping in abeyance its 20th of November order, said further clarification was required before the report or the court's directions could be implemented and issued notice on the Suo Motu case returnable on 21st of January. The Apex Court also ordered the formation of a new expert committee to monitor issues required to be examined in terms of the definition of Aravalis. It also issued notice to the centre and the four Aravali states, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Delhi and Haryana, seeking their response to its Suo Motu case on the issue. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav has welcomed the Supreme Court's decision. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said, "The government is committed to providing all assistance sought from his ministry for the protection and restoration of Aravali Range." The minister said, "As of now, a complete ban on mining remains in force for new mining leases as well as the renewal of existing ones." The Supreme Court today also put a stay on the Delhi High Court's order that had allowed suspension of the life sentence and granting bail to former Uttar Pradesh MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in the Unnao rape case. A vacation bench led by Justice Suryakant, Justices J.K. Maheshwari and Augustine George Massey issued notice to the former legislator seeking his response on the CBI's plea challenging the High Court order. It said the former legislator will continue to remain lodged in jail. President Draupadi Murmu addressed the 15th convocation ceremony of National Institute of Technology, NIT, at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand today. The president said, "To receive education from a prestigious institute such as NIT should be an honor for any student."
NIT जैसे प्रतिष्ठित संस्थान से शिक्षा प्राप्त करना अपने आप में एक उपलब्धि है। इस क्षेत्र में उपलब्ध प्रचुर प्राकृतिक संसाधन एवं सुप्रसिद्ध उद्यम NIT जमशेदपुर को और भी विशेष बनाते हैं। आपके पास अवसर है कि इस परिवेश का लाभ उठाते हुए अपने ज्ञान और कौशल का उपयोग देश तथा समाज के व्यापक हित में करें।
Early in the day, the president attended the centenary celebrations of Old Chiki script of Santhali language in Karandi area of Jamshedpur. The Old Chiki script, which bears a huge cultural and linguistic importance to the Santhal tribal community, was created in 1925 by Raghunath Murmu for Santhali language. Home Minister Amit Shah has said Assam and other northeastern states have witnessed tremendous development during the past 11 years. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating redeveloped Mahapurush Srimant Sankaradev Avirbhav Kshetra at Batadrara Thaan in Nagaon district of Assam. The Home Minister said, "Northeast is witnessing peace and development now." Dense fog has engulfed several parts of northern India, disrupting flight and train operations. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has made a forecast for very dense fog in parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Bihar over the next 2 days. The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Act is likely to make most of the state's net gainers of 17,000 crore rupees as compared to the average allocation of the last 7 years. According to a research report by the State Bank of India, SBI, the Act will improve overall fund distribution to states. In the run-up to New Year celebrations, Delhi Traffic Police has intensified enforcement measures across the national capital to ensure road safety and prevent accidents caused by drunken driving. Senior officers are personally supervising enforcement activities and additional forces have been deployed at vulnerable points. In chess, India's Arjun Erugesi and Kuniru Hampi won the bronze medal in the men's and women's sections at the FIDE World Cup Rapid Chess Championship in Doha, Qatar yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Arjun Erugesi and Kuniru Hampi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.